That's what I call trusting in the Lord. You plumb broke. You got your tithe money under there. You know it's under there. You need a cold drink, loaf bread, baby diaper, don't make no difference. You won't compromise that. You won't do it. I'm telling you, that's really trusting the Lord now. But God, now it's easy to come in here and testify of it and get goosebumps. But it's when you in that living room and that's you going through it, that's not that easy. But it's doable. But I'm going to tell you, there'll come a time when that person, whoever it is, that person won't have to do that long. Hallelujah. I mean, they'll be like, how much do I want to give above my tithe, God? Glory to God. Let me just, and you know, somebody that paid a lot for a bicycle. Can't see giving that by the only one I got. No, Lord, I paid a lot for that. That's what I told him about this church when he said, give it to me. I said, I got $20,000 in that, Lord. Why can't you give me my money? This building. But you know what? Today, and that person would not buy, they give it away, whether it's you, or listening by way of it, it's going to happen for all of us. It could be a pocket knife. It could be a ride. It could be your car. You know? But when we're really trusting in the Lord, listen, he don't always lead us down the path of least resistance. God takes us down a path usually, and it's called dying out to ourselves. You know, it's usually getting rid of, and I'm going to get into some scripture here in a minute, getting rid of us and letting him live. But the more that he really lives in and through our lives, the more that you will see the kingdom of God manifest in and through our lives. Because it's the blessing is Jesus. I was reading this morning, and I thinking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel in the lions. Those are some of my most favorite stories in the Bible. Because they meant so much to me after I got born again. Because I had a lot of party friends. I mean, we partied every weekend. Man, who wouldn't go? We're going. You know, we jammed, we boomed, we cocained it, you know, and all the different things, acid and all that stuff, you know. Well, I got born again, and I was lonely. I didn't nobody want to come smoke up Jesus with me. I mean, I went through a time when I felt lonely, but you know what? I thought about Jesus. Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. The word wilderness means lonely, obscure. You know, Jesus was led out there, could have felt abandoned, could have felt alone, obscure. You know, I don't fit in anymore. I don't know what everything that me and you can feel and face, he faced it, and he conquered it. And he said, in me and through me, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And you know what? Then all of a sudden I start the church and I found a new family. You're experiencing that. You find a new family. You find the place that God has put you, you know, and then the Bible says that God places us in the body as it pleases him. And the reason why is because God knows what parts I need to function right that I don't got that you got, or I've got that you don't have. And one another supplies. It says every one of us supplies something to one another. You might not know how, it don't make any difference. That's why the enemy wants you in the wrong family. Hey, some families I don't want in. Everybody's like, me too. Good God, they thought of it. Thank God he put me with y'all. I couldn't be happier nowhere other church on the planet than to be here in your presence, in the presence of God, in the will of God. Has it been easy? No. I've been through seemingly hell and high waters here. I've been through more people than you've ever seen probably in your whole lifetime in the 20 years that we've been here. But God, but you know what? I even went in the bathroom one time and I stopped crying because people won't come to church, and I'm tired. I feel lonely. I feel abandoned. You ever feel abandoned and lonely? You feel like I've fasted and I've given up my life and nobody will come to church. See, that was just seasons of preparation that I had to go through to get to walk through the water. Some of y'all are walking through things right now, and it's okay, baby. Hang on, because the Bible says that we don't have a high priest that's not touched by our weaknesses. But you know what? I don't go in the bathroom no more. Glory to God, I'll never go in there. The Lord told me, he said, how long are you going to let them move you? I've lived over at Rosa. He said, how long is people not showing up? I'm telling you this for a reason. Trusting in the Lord. See, I mean, how long are you going to be okay in Jesus and then somebody don't help you out, or somebody don't come through for you, or all of that, then you lose the joy of the Lord. See, you've got to go through to where it's you and Jesus alone, his strength alone. His joy is your strength. His might is your might, and you're going in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. And you know what happens? I mean, it's kind of like the Lord told me one time. He said, son, he said, if you really want to go to church, he said, if you don't have a way, he said, I'll send a taxi after you. In other words, God was telling me, there can't nothing stop you because I will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to me and I will bring them to pass. So there's nothing that you can desire in the Lord or to be successful that if you really believe God and go after God and don't go by what you think, he will create a miracle if he needs to get that performed in mine and your life. Hallelujah. I thought about Daniel in the Bible. They set a decree that you couldn't pray to no other God. How many knows we're in that time now? But you know what? He just slung the wind open. He just prayed like he normally did. Well, see, Satan's put a decree out, just like him. Couldn't none of us get awake this morning? Good God, the bed had to fall down. That's awesome. He's in church. They're in church. The family's in church. Hallelujah. I mean, I've been there on the couch, you know, get up early and trying to study a little bit. And I got to take a nap, Lord Jesus. And go to sleep right in the middle of getting your food. So I understand. Hallelujah. But you know, here he prays anyhow. He's praying anyhow. See, everything in my life has not always been rosy to serve the Lord. It's not always been easy to pray. It's not always been easy to fast. It's not always easy to give and to sacrifice and to go the extra mile and forgive those that does you wrong. It's not always, but this is the road that leads to freedom, though. This road is narrow, and that we're taking that narrow road as Christians, hallelujah. And you know what? God will not deal with you and not give you the ability to yield to what he's dealing with you with. God will not deal with you and not give you the ability to yield to what he's dealing with you about. But that's where you have to step out in faith and say, God, I don't feel like I can do it, God. I don't feel like I'm strong. But God, I'm trusting you, Lord, that you will enable me to do what I think I can't do. That's trusting in the Lord. And Daniel, when he put him in that lion's den, that king really didn't want to put him in there. I mean, that king didn't sleep all night. But then he told Daniel, He said the God that you continually believe in is able to deliver you from them lions. And then he goes on, and the Lord did send an angel. The Lord sent an angel to a man that believed God. Everybody ain't getting delivered. They already been delivered. But everybody, you think about it, before you started pursuing the Lord, where your life was. And you think about it now. God ain't changed. We didn't change. We didn't change God. God's been the same the whole time. The plans that he had for us to do us good, to prosper us, to take us into expectation and hope and all of that of our future. God didn't all of a sudden say, well, I've decided to go over to Scotty at 28. No, he come to me. He come to mom and them, tried to get to me. Go to church. Y'all parents, he's coming trying to get to your kids. Go to church. He's trying to get to the kids. He's trying to get to them all the time. Come on, somebody. We're only doorways for our kids. We're doorways for our grandkids. We're doorways for people that comes into our presence. Hallelujah. We're doorways that opens the gates of heaven to where people can get to God. Here he goes, and he's down there. Listen, man, these lions, that's the way they destroyed people. They put them in there, and the lions, just think about it. They would tear them to pieces and eat them. And Daniel was thrown in there with a lion in the lion's den. I don't know how many lions was in there. But it was real. And an angel come, and but you know what? He goes on down, and Nebuchadnezzar says, he said, anybody that talks against this man's God, in other words, he said, because he trusted, was believing in his God. Well, do you know what? God's the same God that Daniel believed in. He's the same God. Just a few chapters before that, it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego under the same Nebuchadnezzar. This said, when the music plays, see, there's music playing today. And it's wanting us to bow to that music. Poverty, lack, sickness, COVID, swine flu, monkey flu, whatever the case is. There's music playing. You don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. All kinds of music playing out there. And you know what? Praise God, I was sitting back there, and I was like, God, please don't make me get on music. Secular music. But I always think about the sermon that I heard. You know, that's why a lot of people don't get oppressed. I don't get oppressed. It's because everything's good in your life. Whatever. I could start in my notebook, and by the time I got halfway through, you'd want to commit suicide along with your problems and mine. I don't have any problems because I have faith in God. I have problems, but I have faith. I know how to give them to him. Casting that over on, I know how to put that devil in his place. I know how to tell him, shut up, you idiot, bless God. I'm not listening to your lies. God's word is truth, and God says, victory is mine. Victory is mine. I stand on the word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory is mine. That's the way you got to do, hallelujah. Devil comes to you, you know, you ain't been saved very long. You're not going to be able to make it, you little worm. You're weak, and you know what? You come back and say, hey, I done heard in church, you idiot. If I'm weak, I'm supposed to say I'm strong, so shut up, you idiot. I'm strong, hallelujah. You know what happens when you do that? Here comes that God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here comes the Holy Spirit, and he says, bzz. You go,
I made it through that. I said it and I didn't feel it, but thank God I'd made it.
Well, you know, if you give God a little bit, he'll do a lot. You just give him a little bit of your attention and he'll give you a lot of his. They go in there and they say turn baby or burn. We've seen it, you know, turn or burn. That they do some of the churches, turn or burn. They scare the hell out of you. Go in there and scare you. Trying to scare the hell out of you. Praise God. Can't scare the hell out of me. I got to reject it. I got to replace the hell that was in me by heaven, Jesus. And so here they go. They say, turn or burn. If you don't bow to this music, you're going to be thrown in a fiery furnace. They told them, you're going to be burned up. You're going to be going there, you know. And they made up their mind, whether he delivers us or not, bless God, I'm not going to bow to this. I'm not going to bow to another God. I'm not going to bow to fear. You got to say it today. I'm not bowing to poverty anymore and weakness and this poor old me mentality. I'm not yielding to it no more. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I'm not yielding anymore that I'm an old good sinner saved by grace. I'm just an old sinner. I'm not that. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things is passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, devil, that I am a king now and a priest unto God. Shannon, car thief, dope head, shoot up. I think y'all shot up all that garbage, didn't you? If it'd been your car, he'd have stole it, chopped it up, and sold it. I don't know what he did with it, but he wasn't doing it. He's getting rid of it. He ain't got a title. And here he walks in this morning. Dude left his wallet, needs him a pack of cigarettes. And he says, I'm sorry, lady, I left my wallet at home. He says, Shannon, what do you need? He wasn't saying, where's your car? What car are you driving, homie? You know, you left your wallet and you're going to walk out to get a car and it's going to be gone. That could have been him. That could have been a scenario. But here he says, here, thank it. Then he got to invite him to church. And you know what he said? He said, see, this is a living testimony of the life of Jesus working in a being, whether it's me, you, or anybody else, that transforms us to where we're giving and not taking. Give the Lord some praise. He's worthy of it. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Bible says, let our light so shine that men will see our good works and glorify the Lord. He didn't say, let your words of testimony. See, my life in my marriage is supposed to be shining. My life in my finances is supposed to show that I serve a God that is abundant, above, greater than I can think or ask. Your finances. Oh, we're going to get some scripture in a minute. See, where I got my wealth, see, you don't need what I got. It'll be gone as soon as you get to Walmart. You need what I know. So that Walmart supply never runs dry. We're walking down the aisle one day, and Teresa hands me the calculator because I got to figure out the taxes on it to make sure everything we get, we can pay for. And I'm going down through there, and I feel grieved. I'm walking down through there figuring it all up. You know, and I'm like, I looked at her, and I said, you know what? Black God, not many days hence. See, sometimes you got to prophesy to the lie. You've got to prophesy to what's trying to get you to believe that this is just the way it is and the way it's going to stay. And sometimes you've got to speak out of your mouth what the Word of God says. He says you're blessed going in Walmart. He didn't say Walmart. But blessed, somebody people get on me. Scotty said it said Walmart there. Come on, somebody. You think CNN. He said, you'll be blessed going in, blessed coming out. So I'm not blessed in there. So I looked at her and I said, not many days hence, bless God, in the name of Jesus. I said, you won't need a calculator, bless God. Well, I ain't seen her carry one in there in years. I looked in there and I'm like, whoop. I told her, I said, I'm going to go see you. And I opened it up because we do the online banking thing. You can do that on your phone or whatever. And I said, oh, there you are, there you are. She's sitting over on the couch. I said, there you are, and there she is, and there she is. I know which ones it's hers. They're always the most. She said, why? I said, there you are. That one's a chunk. That one's a chunk. I said, I can always see you in there. It feels good, Mac. We're riding, I don't remember where we'd been, maybe Christmas or whatever, and we're going to Christmas or whatever, anyhow, I told her, I said, you know what, I don't really care about money. I said, but it sure does feel good, but God, when you got your own money, and you're able to do whatever you want to do. I told her, I said, it does feel good, don't it? Yeah, it feels good. Now, I said, now tell me where them three places you got that money in. You won't tell me where. I said, how much you got? I said, tell me how much you got. I said, I just told you how much I got. I ain't telling you nothing. But you know what? She is doing Sunday school, and she said it, and she means it, and it's done happened to her. She said, I don't got a job where I clock in 40 hours a week and all of that, you know. She said, I do stuff for Scotty's business and you know, for the church and different things like that. But you know what she's got? Sewing. Whenever I give her money or my money comes to her, she tithes it. And you know what? It don't say tithe, and if you've got a 40-hour week job, you'll increase. It just don't say that. It says tithe, and I'll open the windows of heaven. I'm trying to get, I'm like, now she can't outrun me financially, Lord. I've got a job on top of believing. And I think she's outrunning me financially. I don't know if that really works. You won't ever find out either. You'll only hear us tell about it. Anybody in here tithe and ain't prospered? Stand up and testify for us if you ain't. Ain't nobody, they can't. No, I give, and I know that was the Lord. I've heard y'all. No, I give, and I know that was the Lord. It just happened, and God crying over a $10 miracle. Hallelujah. A $10 miracle bring you to your knees. I give $100, and somebody walked up and said, God said to give you $10, and I fell on my knees. And see, in the natural, you'd say, I lost 90. No, they got a miracle. More precious than gold and silver. My substance, Jesus said, is more precious than gold and silver. Beth, can you give me that? Whatever. I don't know what I got. It's somewhere here. That's got it up there. He put it all in there. Hey, give me the Mark 10. I'm not in a hurry, Beth. 17 through 27. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's up there. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled at him. Just talk about Jesus. All this is in red. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Go ahead, Beth. And Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? There is one, none good but one, that is God. Go ahead, Beth. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. Go ahead. And he answered and said to him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Go ahead. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Look, notice he loved him. He loves you. He loves me. Loved him and said to him, one thing thou lackest. Now he done in there. I go to church. I don't commit adultery. I honor my father and mother. I mean, went through all that that qualified him, you know, to enter in. And he said, one thing thou lack. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Go ahead, give me. And he said, he was what? Sad at that saying, and went away grieved. Why? For he had great possessions. And when I got to that, the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, son, there was a time, he said, when you served money. He said, there was a time, he said, and you didn't have it, and you still worshiped it. He said, see, he said, my people, any of my people that are waiting on money to straighten their life out, he said, that's worshiping money. He said, if you're waiting on money to have enough to pay the bills, he said, that's worshiping money. He said, and at the same time, he said, you have had the challenge of not worshiping it when you got more than enough. But see, this guy right here was sad. The Bible says he had great possessions, Mac. See, God wasn't after his possessions. See, God was after the thing that had his heart. God wasn't interested. Look, if he just knew what we know, he said, if you give, it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall God cause men to give to your bosom. See, I don't know if the dude knew that or not. But see, God was not after the possessions. God was after the thing that had his heart. See, and whenever me and you are challenged in our giving, whether it's in church or wherever, because it's almost all we've got, whatever the case may be, see, that is a point of determination that I'm not going to worship this God. I'm going to yield to the Spirit of God what he is requiring me to do. This guy wouldn't have lost nothing. I don't believe he would have lost nothing. I believe if he had made up his mind right then, okay, God, I'm going to sell it all, and I'm going to pick up my cross, and I'm going to worship you. I'm going to walk with you. I believe that he would have kept it all and gained more. Go ahead. And Jesus looked round about and said to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? We might back up, Beth, so be ready. And the disciples were astonished. Why were they astonished at his words? If they was broke, they wouldn't have been astonished.
That's a big deal.
Now, they had stuff, Mac. These disciples were astonished because they had stuff. They had boats. I don't know how some of them could have had a lot of money. I don't know. They were astonished at what he said. But Jesus answered again and said to him, children, how hard it is for them that what? Right. Now he's getting to the key. This is right after he talks about the young ruler. And now he's talking to them. They're astonished at his words because they've got possessions. And he says, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, every time that you have put your trust in God's doors, you have been let down. I said, yes, sir, Lord. He said, you put your trust in the banks to have a good life, and you've been let down. And I said, yes, Lord. He said, you put your trust in money to make the payments on your trucks and gals and all of that, and you were let down, wasn't you? I said, yes. He said, you were trusting in those riches to take care of you and didn't even realize that you were trusting in the riches until the riches failed you. And I told you that I'd kick the crutches out from under you that you were had been trusting in. And you know what? I was delivered and never been behind since. I don't know how many years, 10, longer. See, I'm talking to a wealthy bunch. Rich. Look at him, rich. He couldn't even think that 5 years ago. How long have you been here? 5 years. He couldn't even think that. You'd ask him back then, you know, 5 years goes by and you're going to have a wallet pretty thick with money. He'd say, yeah, if I can get another car to steal without going to prison. Yeah. And you know what, praise God? I mean, here he goes, and they go to give him 90 days. You know, you get on that trial thing when you get a job. Some of you like, you do? Yeah, you ain't never had one. That's how come you don't know. Come on, somebody, get out here in the real world. Somebody told me the other day, he said, the boy working with me over there, he said, I would like to have one of those little cabs. I said, you can have it. He said, I can? I said, yeah. I said, all you got to do is come up with $700. $700? I said, yeah. I said, you know, now you're out here where Mama ain't paying for it, and you realize it's high. I said, Mama's been paying for everything. You didn't realize the biscuit was $3.75 till you bought one. Walked in behind me. Hey, boss, can you buy me one of them coffees? And I said, no, I'll let you get it. Just pulled him out $10. I said, I'll take it out of your check. He goes over, and he'd been doing this, Mac. Now, he'd been following me. Hey, boss, can you get me one of them coffees? Cold coffee. Who likes cold coffee, man? I mean, some of y'all probably do. That's the generation we live in. Don't pay $3. Just go make your pot and let it get cold. Figure out your own recipe. Well, I go in there. I said, well, see, now he's just coming. Oh, yeah, get what you want, man. Get what you want. Just, psht. They get everything. They get snacked off, you know. Well, that's one day I thought, I'm not buying him a coffee. So I gave him, I said, here, I'll take $10 out of your check. What you want, man? Whatever. He goes over there, and I see him over there, and he goes over there, and he said, how much is this? It says $3 and something on there. First time he's ever noticed it, Johnny. I mean, out of all these hundreds of trips, men, you've made in the store, and you just realized it was $3.50. Why? Because he's fixing to pay for it. There ain't no better way than to taste and see that the Lord is good until you sacrifice your own sacrifice to the Lord, and then the Lord comes through for the work of your labor. And then you walk around, glory to God, I know the store, baby. But he says here, children, how hard it is for them to trust in riches. He's not talking about money. Government check. Social Security. Your job, the good job you're going to get is going to straighten your whole future out. Listen, my future was, different choices, I would have had a brighter future at 28 without Jesus. I just made a lot of wrong choices, Johnny. Without him, some of us are that way. We just can't seem to make smart choices. But then we get in here with the Lord, and lo and behold, we hold down a job, D. Miracles happen. We go to work, and we're like, good Lord, I can't believe I'm stuck in this place all day long. I could be at the house cleaning the garbage out. then you're like, I'm not a quitter no more. I'm not a quitter no more. I'm a winner. I can't quit. I can't quit and win at the same time. And then before you know it, your boss comes to you. That was me. And he says, what has happened to you? I can't. And I said, what you talking about, man? Well, listen, I got mad at him one time, and I got out of the truck, and I left the truck in Birmingham and hitchhiked to Blount County. How stupid was that? I should have just drove it to Blount County and burned it down here. But no, I'm so mad, I leave it in Birmingham and hitchhike to Blount County. And call them, tell them, you blankety blank truck's down yonder. Took me a half a day to get home. I could have just drove it in 30 minutes. See how dumb that was? You wouldn't even do that lost, but I did. But you know what? I get saved, and then my life begins to change because I'm worshiping the Lord at the daytime. I'm not listening to WZZK no more. Come on, somebody. Rock 99. Woo! I'm not listening to the hip hoppers and the hip hoppers and the belly whoppers or whatever you want to call all of it. I'm so out of touch with that with secular music, I ain't listened to it in 26 years. I turned it on backslid in 3 minutes. Some people like, no, I just, I love that music. I love that music. Did you know there's a spirit behind music? There's a message in music? I mean, listen, man. I can't say it. There's kids in here. I was listening to one dude. Who's that dude? He shaved everything. He's tripping. Pink Floyd. Yeah, we used to party with Pink or Floyd every weekend. Had all these tapes and stuff. And we were hitting acid and all that and getting high. Man, my stereo was worth more than my house and car. Baby, I mean, I went down there and bought the best they had. I mean, I wanted some equalizer and boom in it. And we're shaking the mountain. I'd hope Granny and them was going to bed early. We lived out there to them. Because I'm cranking it up after dark. And so I'm tripping, you know, and I thought, I'm going to be like Pink Floyd. He shaves his eyebrows and chest and all that stuff. And I'm like, a man shaving his chest? After I got saved, I'm like, what's wrong? I turned into a girl. I thought, man, God, give me my hair on my chest and back. Some people don't like hair on your back. Listen, it keeps the dust off if I want to go naked. But God, I got a little bit of hair on my back to keep me warm if Teresa won't turn the heater on. The more that she eats and the bigger she gets, I'm freezing on the couch, homie. I'm over there going, I'm covering up. And she said, what are you doing? You look like a burrito over there. I want to say, hog, I'm trying to get warm. I'm not sweating like you are. She's going to get me after church. No, this is how she does it. You don't like my fat? You wait till Monday, baby. It's a new week. Travis said, bring all the groceries to me yesterday, Pop, that she cleans out. Well, it's a new year, Mac. And I will be eating asparagus. And we losing. Every time she wants to lose weight, she says, we're doing this. And I'm like, we? Why don't you put me in there? Just leave me alone. I was fine when you said we. We going to eat right. And she'll look at me and she'll say, now, I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, ain't going to be none of that around here. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Get it out before I get here? I'm going to have a refrigerator in my truck or something? If I want that, listen, I like extra sharp cheddar cheese. Extra sharp. Extra. If I could get it any extra, I would. And so I guess if I want extra cheese, because she says don't eat it, I can't eat it because it's got all the whatever carbs and junk. I don't know if she studies that garbage. Carbs. I'm like, carbs? I don't care. Give me a carburetor, man. I clean it. Go. See, if I have, she's, and then I go to my doctor and he says, you can't have no milk. And I'm like, what? I was raised on milk. Comes from your mama. I was raised on, you can't have milk. Don't eat no eggs. Good God Almighty. I mean, D, I can't eat no beef. I can't have no steaks. I can't have a hamburger. Can't have a hot dog. And God forbid I get anything other than that chewy bread. That, I don't know what it is. It ain't bread. Man made it. It's not real. My cow can't even chew it. But you know what? Whenever this takes place at my house, and I really feel it's coming like tomorrow. I mean, have you ever dreaded Monday other than work? I mean, you don't want to go home Monday night. It's not because she's in a bad mood. It's because I know what we're eating. And it's not going to be much. See, this is funny to you, but this is called T-R-I-A-L to me. Some of you didn't go to school, it's trial. Hallelujah. But you know what? We've got to take this year and say, God, help us, God, to trust in you like Daniel and them did, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, Lord. Lord, help me not to be like this young man that had thought he had it all, but he ended up having nothing, Lord. But you know what? Praise God. Help me, Lord, to trust in you and not in a house and a car and things, Lord. All these things you will give to me. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom and his right, and all these things will be added. Your house, your cars, your joy, you'll have joy and peace. Yes, you're going to have to sacrifice for the Lord. You're going to have to tithe. You don't have to. Don't let me put it like that. You don't have to do nothing. Because God don't want I have to do it. God wants I love you, Lord, and I want to do it. You saved me. Every time I think about turning back on the Lord, I do occasionally. I could be laying in bed this morning instead of here, having all this responsibility. We leave, and I'm thinking, yeah, go home and get some rest. Last night we had Christmas at Jeffrey's for Teresa's mom. And I thought, well, little Aiden, he comes out, and he said, Papa, I'm going with you. And I said, I thought, I don't care, man. We drop him off at home. And, you know, that's my thinking. And then here Teresa turns around. No, get in there to your daddy and mama. Come on, boy. Hey, Travis, get your kid. Take him back to the door. Get your kid, Travis. He's out here with us. Shoves him in the house. You think I'm kidding? This really happens. Now, I just blow that thought that I had. Well, what's wrong? You know, he can go with us. Let the kid, both of them, we got car seats back there. Pile them in there and let's go, you know. And they can stop by and get them. They don't come home quick when that happens, though. Man, they're like, yeah, let's go out and eat, baby. To our lady, where y'all at? Oh, we went to eat. We didn't know this. It wasn't a problem. We didn't mean to keep them all night, baby. We were just going to let them ride home with us. Shoot, they get a break, they gone. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm thinking, well, just busted that bubble. And I get in. She has her window down. She says, because we got to go turn the heat on at the church. I thought, great, I'm having to ride down there now. I was wanting to go home and just relax. Now I've got to go down by the church. Well, I go and I start to get out. And she says, looks over at me and she says, and I don't need no help. Now, she didn't mean nothing by it, Mac. I'm going to get out. I thought, well, I'll go up there and turn this side on. She can turn that side on. We're coming down here to turn the heat on, you know. And she'll turn that on. She's going to mess around with the garbage cans or whatever she does. And I'll turn this on. And she looks at me, and I don't need no help. So I shut the door, and I started to say, yes, Mommy. So I just watched her march in here. I thought, well, bless God, do it by yourself then. You don't want me to go with you, but God, I don't want to go in there. See, I got to watch that stuff. So then she come across here, and by that time, I've had time to get a hold of them thoughts. And she goes by, and I see her. I'm sitting there, and she goes, and I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm just able to sit here. I ain't even got to get out, Lord. Lord, thank you that I've got somebody that's willing to come turn the heat on down here and to keep the get the church good and warm, hallelujah, so that we have church. See, I had to change my attitude because if I didn't, time she gets back to the car, though I'm going to start losing all these blessings. Go on, give me the rest of it. We got to close. Good, Lord. It is easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among this, who can be saved? They got money and possessions. Lord, who can be saved? Go on, give it to me. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. He's talking about riches and all that back up there. And he had to get them straightened out. Listen, with me it's possible. You can serve me and you can have things and I can bless you. That's what he was telling them. With me, it said you can be rich and enter into the kingdom of heaven. Give me that, Timothy. We'll close with this. Charge them. That word charger means command. I got to command y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all rich bunch of people. Come on, y'all rich bunch of people. Y'all rich. Rich, 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 rich. You might not have nothing right this. That ain't got. I'm charging you. I'm commanding you what to do before it gets here because God's going to bring it to you. He's going to bring you into a place of more than enough. This is your year. For dreams and desires that you've had for years that God could not fulfill because you would not go after him. This is going to be the year that you go after him and God brings those desires to pass because you commit your ways to him. He said, charge them that are rich that they be not high-minded. He said it. I thought I got that scripture. He said, yeah, I don't think I'm better than anybody else, you know. And I mean, I'm doing it because, I said, I know you're doing it because you know church changed you. Because you know, see, that's what he's talking about. Don't be high-minded. He could have got high-minded. Well, like, God, I used to be a deadbeat, but I bought the guy a pack of cigarettes today. I'm a Christian now. Sucker, lucky I didn't take his car, idiot. But he wasn't. He was humbled. He was like, oh, it feels good, Brother Scotty, to be in a place where you can do these things. See, that's what the Word's done to him. He might not even realize it, and me. You know, don't be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Do you hear me? This right here is telling me and you money is uncertain, your house is uncertain, your landlord liable to sell the house. Everything's going good till they sold the house. If I've heard that once, I've heard it a million times. Got a call from the food ministry. Hey, Brother Scotty, it's not looking very good. They sold the building. Y'all going to have to get the food unpacked out. And I went up there and I told him, I said, I'm not doing it. I come down here and I said, we're not doing it. Some of y'all, I don't know who's taking on. Me and Teresa ain't taking on that ministry. Stacy, well, y'all shouldn't have to. And I'm like, no, and we ain't. You know, we're laying it out here now. Y'all want man up and take care of this, or we'll just shut her down. Oh, Cassandra, I get up at 4 o'clock anyway. I mean, or whatever it was. I'm up by 4 o'clock. You know, and I'm like, well, praise God, we're rocking. Now I'm going to sacrifice to get the food here to y'all. Hallelujah. And then I'm leaving y'all. Adios, amigos. Enjoy Jesus. He says, but in the living God who gives us a little bit. Come on, somebody. Richly. All things to enjoy. I enjoy it when I got a little money. I enjoy it when I drive a nice car. It ain't breaking down on me. I enjoy it when I ain't got wire sticking out of my tire, bless God. I enjoy it when I can go drop $12,300 for a truck and I didn't have to make 5-year payments on it. I enjoyed that. I can't wait on my next one, hallelujah. I done released my face for my tractor and I'm not borrowing any money, pray God. Well, how much you got on it yet? I don't know. I got some. I got seed in the ground for it already. And you know what? You will watch me putt, putt, putt on my tractor up here in Bluffville. I'll go up there and show you the glory of God in a little while. Why do you think that? Because he gives me all things richly to enjoy joy when I don't put my trust in it. So let this be a year to remember. Your job is not your source. Your Social Security. I'm not going to live off of Social Security if there is any when I get there. You know, if they have it their way, they want to kick you off at 70. Enjoy Social Security for 3 years if there is any. Or your 401k or anything else. But you know what? Let's be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let's be like Daniel. Praise God. Let's be like Jesus that trusted in the Lord. And I promise you, your life will never be dissatisfied with what God will do in your life. You already ain't. And I mean, he'll take you higher than you ever dreamed going possible in your life, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord.